For the die-hard anal fan, the title of my blog, Much Ado About Anal Sex, probably sends them into outer space. They just can't understand why the average Joe or Jane doesn't fall hand over cock at the mention of playing with that little hot button. Yet others cringe at the thought. I often hear both extremes when it comes to this kink. What is it about anal sex that is both taboo and so damn hot? Most everyone agrees a shapely buttock is very erotic. To touch, caress. Why not explore further? The truth is, people have probably been having anal sex since the first time we made the connection between sex and babies. Anal sex was a very reliable birth control method for our ancient ancestors. Anal sex has been depicted throughout our history as something bad, belonging to the depraved. We all know about religious taboos, societal restrictions. Once being seen as a sex of the brothels, where the ladies would encourage anal sex to avoid pregnancy. There are thousands of well-trotted-out reasons why not to engage in the anus. I think one culprit was largely because of the proper lube hadn't been invented. Think about it. What lube was available back then? Spit? Olive oil? Some animal grease? Ouch! Listen, if you're new to anal, there's nothing to be afraid about. It's just important to start small, lubed, and prepped. Skipping these will either send you running for the hills or finding out what a pain slut you really are. But if the feeling of being ravaged by a porcupine on a pole doesn't do it for you, here are some steps to take to make the first experience pleasurable and not imitable, meaning going to the emergency room. Start off with a small dildo or your fingers. Use a silicone-based lube. And then make sure you are very aroused before playing with your butt button. Some folks are less inhibited when turned on and are more willing to push their limits. From all the stories I've heard from others about their first experience, here's one lesson. Don't rush things. Play, explore, and discover all the new sensations and the new heights of passion you and your partner can achieve. Allowing your mind to relax, enjoy your experience as you train that hot ass to relax is something you will never regret. Then, as you continue your training, you can try larger dildos. And then, when that special day comes, you'll be ready for the real thing. If you like it a bit rough, go for it. Always remember, be safe and be sane. Hashtag, wrap it. Come on now, you know you want to back that ass up. Mistress Erica, 1-800-601-6975.